forgot my mask. I got to the grocery store. It was almost closed. Everything else was closed. I said, well, y'all got a mask for me? Because I don't have a mask, but I need groceries. She like, no, well, then you can't buy groceries. I walked in the grocery store. She come following me around. I said, call the police.
Yeah, do something. Like, seriously.
Call the police.
So did you end up checking out, getting all your groceries and stuff?
I ended up getting my groceries and getting to the counter, and somebody came over and was like, oh, here's a brand new mask. You can have this one. I'm like, nah, you don't got to give me no mask. They're like, no, take this, please. So I took the mask and I put it on. But when I got to the cash, the lady was standing there like, oh, I was just about to call the police on you. I said, you shouldn't have hesitated. I told you to call them a long time ago.
Exactly.
I'm so tired of y'all with this mess. Leave me alone here. I'm not sick. You got on a mask. That means that y'all don't got to worry about me because y'all all got on masks and gloves.
Exactly.
Leave me.
Exactly. And that's it. Leave me. And I'm like, we all feel like we're all tired of this garbage. So we're hoping that it ends soon. But on the heels of your affirmation for the week, both of you queens, Lady Sparrow, if you are there, imagine no limitations on what you can be. Do you guys feel that you limit yourself to anything at this point? Let's say post COVID-19, any limitations in your life that you're stopping?
Yeah.
You be anything you could be, what would it be?
I think I have a lot of imposter syndrome throughout my career and stuff. So the whole idea of like, you know, am I doing this right? Like, not what gives me the right, if you will, but you know, imposter syndrome is just the feeling that you don't belong in the position that you're in. And someone told me that means you're doing the right thing, right? And so I think by nature, we try to stay humble and all these things. And I think that plays into that mindset. But I also feel like that it's a little, I'm not saying being humble is defeatist or it teaches you to keep yourself low. But I do think that even like down to having a hard time taking a compliment and stuff like that, because I feel like it may reduce my humility. I do feel that like it does put blockers, and so you have to unlearn those things and you have to build up, and then you have to understand that confidence is not cockiness, and it's okay to be good at what you do, and it's okay for the compliment, and it's okay to believe in yourself and believe that you can be and do whatever you want.
Exactly. Amen. Queen Kaya, any limitations, anything that you feel like you can keep doing or want to do that you stop yourself from doing? And if you could be anything, like what would it be for you?
I'd be stopping myself from being a millionaire every day.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. You know what? I'm sometimes afraid of my own success.
Mm.
But like, I'm sitting here right now with a couple of books in front of me, mm-hmm. and that I wrote down the exact plans for my life for the next 12 years in order to be a millionaire.
And you will be. Yeah.
A multimillionaire. And you know what happened? I have the blueprint right here in front of me, but I find myself limiting myself because I don't know where the world's going.
Understood.
So yeah. I had plans to do so much, but come like we laugh and we come like we plan and God laugh. So
right, exactly. So God does laugh.
Figure it out.
For sure. Definitely me. For
Absolutely.
Myself, I'm almost the same. I limit myself for my success, but I'm like, you know what? It's like you said, we don't know where we're going. So why not just go? You know what I'm saying? So that's my mindset. And two, like, I feel like my fear is if I leave my parents, who else is going to take care of them? Mine is more emotional in that sense. So that is my limitation. I just put my parents in front of everything. And probably, you know, I shouldn't, because I know there's caregivers available. But for me, it's just, I know how I take care of them. So it's a little bit hard for me to leave and go forward in certain areas of my life. So that's for me. Gina, what is this week's affirmation?
So
we just did the affirmation.
Oh, Pharaoh!
Yes, you're back,
hey, brother!
Yo, my goodness, that was quite the experience.
What a morning for you.
Yeah, I got caught in some kind of weird warp zone. Couldn't get back out. I don't know where I was. I was like, yo, am I heard? Am I being heard? Am I not being heard? Do you guys see me, hear me? It was terrible, guys.
It was such a morning. Wow.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
Did Bob Marley ever play? Like, did like
no.
I?
No, you never played another. You played Nas over Bob. I'm just saying, you really did. But
I played Nas over Bob.
Yeah, you did. But it's okay. 27 years is something to be mentioned. So you know, let me go ahead and talk about this week's goal, and then if you want, you can bob it up same way.
Yeah, we'll do that. Run through.
But again, in line with what we were talking about, I felt like, I felt it was time to, so it's time for a check-in, right? So check in on your people. If you guys remember a few weeks back, I talked about going down at the bottom of the list of your text messages and reaching out to people that you haven't spoken to in a while. I'm not saying do that again this week, but I'm saying check on your strong people, because you can only be so strong in these times. And you're not so strong, of course, but it is time for a check-in, because even for myself, like, this winter has made this lockdown a lot harder for me. And like, I found myself like just looking out the window, reminiscing of summer. And just like, I'm like, I love living in Canada, not in the winter though. And you know, we have it relatively good. We, of course, there are faults in many and damn near every country, but what I would do for a winterless land right about now. So checking on your people, you know, checking on people, making sure that they're feeling good. So that's this week's goal.
That is this week's goal. I like that. So we're not supposed to check in. You said we don't have to scroll all the way down to our phones, right? Because that would be kind of weird.
I mean, do what you got to do. You never know who you're going to find at the bottom of that scroll down. But I mean, doesn't matter. Just whoever you feel. Because you know what? Do whatever your heart tells you. Because whoever you feel is calling out to you to speak to is because they need to hear from you at that moment.
Okay, so what if I kind of already did it, though?
That's okay. Do it with somebody else, or do it again.
Okay, because the thing is, I made a video about this on Monday. I said it's called just a check-in. So I feel like I did this for the week already. I did my part.
Nice. Well, congratulations. You did your goal of the week.
There you go. Thank you very much. So are we going to be running clearly a theme of the week right now?
So let's before we jump into the Bob, let's go into our Bobby Digital mix. And let's run this. Good luck, Bobby Digital.
I wanted to tell y'all about mine.
Oh, sorry, Kai, I'm dying. As you know what? It's because I can't see you guys. It's hard for me. Let me put on my camera. Go ahead. Okay, sorry, Kai. Go ahead, love.
What was the question again?
Yours was, okay, you have to check in with somebody, like in your phone or who you haven't heard from in a long time for the week, right? That's what you gotta do.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be someone that you haven't spoken to in a long time. You just check in on someone, because you know strong people aren't necessarily strong right now.
Oh man, you know what? For me right now, I would say that I would check on a number of people, but I would check on all of the young people that I love right now. Sometimes I think that we overestimate their strength and their power. And because they look like such a fearless generation.
Yes.
But I feel like they're suffering. And last night we actually lost a young boy from my neighborhood, or this morning. So I feel like I would reach out to the young people to see where their mental health is at right now, just to see how they're faring.
You know, it's crazy you say that, because there was an article I read, and this is kind of on topic but a little bit off, but it was just weird because it was a story of a young man where in the news it was saying, oh, he died of COVID, but then his family was like, he committed suicide because of the stress. You know, so it's like, and don't say he died of COVID. And I was like, that is so wild, like for people to be branding people and saying that they died of COVID, and that knowing that's not the case, and for the person's family to have to respond and say, yes, he didn't die of COVID. He took his own life. You know what I mean? Like, and he took his own life because of the stress and anxiety that he's going through because of the
Jesus.
COVID. But you can't say, you know what I mean? It's sick what they're doing, man. And it's like, I'm watching this and man, it's like, it's something's got to give. You know what I mean? Like,
there's many suicides due to COVID. The thing is, they won't report that because it's just so morbid. It's very bad. They won't say that, though. That's the only problem. They will never say, oh, it's because of COVID, but they'll say because of COVID. Do you understand what I mean? They'll, oh, he died because of COVID. Yeah. No, that wasn't the cause. Thank you very much. They died because they're tired of this garbage. They don't want to be dealing with this anymore. So, these stories are sad. My heart breaks again, once again.
That's what it is, but y'all. Give it up for DJ Bobby Payne.
Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. Thank you so much for sharing your energy with the team. We just have one thing to tell everybody right now. Let's go.
Walk one, what y'all deal with? Is everything alright? How you been doing? How you been doing?
Yeah!
Walk one, it's good to see you. I really missed you. How you been doing? How you been doing?
Lord.
Yeah, from your over drinking your one. Put your drink up, good music, and make everybody a link up. Well, sync up. We are all a big vibes. Nobody know I'm good. Make some noise. Give me some energy. Look on
this
your
is DJ Bobby K.
You say you happy. You say you outside. And you have a life. But a nice time. Nobody know I'm fine. Walk one. What y'all deal with? Is everything all right? How you been doing? How you been doing? Yeah. Walk one, it's good to see you. I really missed you. How you been doing? How you been doing?
Yeah!
You could never break me down. You could never break me down. And no matter what, I'm still around. Still around. You could never break me down. You could never tear me down.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn it up! Oh, Lord! Get up!
Morning sun, so me rise up. Uh-oh. Watch them a fret now. A judge give me the blessing, and me still a win. So them negative never work. Eyes up on the prize. Now focus on nothing. Them a
killing it on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
You can never break me down, and no matter what, I'm still around. Still around. You could never break me down. You could never tear me down. And no matter what, I'm still around. Still around.
So I give praises.
Praises.
Give thanks.
No matter what, I'm trying, I'm still there. Life and energy up, me and player. Touch and protect me to prayer.
What they're saying, have no concern to me. They can't take my energy.
Can't touch the dignity, the militancy, nor the humility.
Break me down. You could never break me down. And no matter what, I'm still around. Still around. You could never break me down. You could never tear me down. And no matter what, I'm still around.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Come up the grid and them can't jack with them, can't block with them, can't
stopping We plan where about them cars Cops will come start up But the sergeant and the corporal was my J Think them could have stopped it with the hate love we pray Still I show love to the club to the
Loco, the guns coming in by the boatload Juvenile, them a but no bro Families fear them no grow so Now them can't beat them in a so-so And the generation a come up now As them get a bus of badness, them a choke no. Celibate, because them don't give up no. Possessed by the spirit in a them cup no. Searching for love from the likes on her photo Amateur no, she a GoPro So she shoot a video with a GoPro New sex tape a post no I read a dose, now my steam fish and a upro So him a go mash up a cho-cho Papa have blue jaws and Toto No women a custody if he touch up a go-go Should I know that's loco, it's a no-go Yo, any man so rape is a no-no Mount a kick him, get it, kick him enter the dojo Lose a couple teeth and end up lose all the mojo People have said that one a loco Hey Teflon, what if we do for the promo? Drop a killer remix right on go
I ain't no storyteller
Loco Man up on down, I'm in a friend, no folk. This and the general, I'm in a run from popo. So make me tell you no something if you don't know. Stop some guns, that is what I'm about, no. Come on, your fist a cup in a account, no. And if you try touch it, you're getting a count, no. You high on my top, you're single, you're promote, no. So Sasuke, so, pick up yourself. Come on,
turn it up, turn it up, turn it
up. Okay, come on, okay.
No doubt.
Sasuke, we can do something different.
Okay.
Loco with a whole flow in a chokehold. Yeah. This old soul is so cold, snow cold. Higher than the ozone, when Charlie smoke blow through my nose hole. Pack it up like the rose bowl. Yeah. This song is a glass house, then I a throw stone. Lyrics burn it up like me never did on the stove, though. Start calling me so you know me couldn't choke, though. Them said that song I shot like a folk.
See that?
Oh, no.
Loco. If I not about them, no for them I go roast, no. Negative energy, we can do, we don't know. So tell bad man, knock off them, no.
Nice.
No, no, no.
Them say when you are grassroots, watch out for vehicle.
Holy Lord.
Watch out for people.
Everybody.
So watch out for wolf in a sheep clothing. But me a tell you, say watch out for the sheep. So bust on the wolf, them. No for them are evil. I know you just help. Claim them don't need you. Yeah, people all be a safe. Watch out for fake friend, but careful of fake family. I say you better be careful. Beware. Gotta be wise if you wanna be here for your long while. And you gotta be brave. And you gotta know how to behave. Yes, you gotta be careful. Beware. Gotta be wise if you wanna be here for your long while. Yes, you gotta be brave. And you gotta know how to behave.
That's right, people. The Empower Hour, man. Thank you so much for coming and enjoying ourselves. Yourself. With ourselves. This is Empower Hour. Enjoy.
She up in the dance and a hey, yeah. Bubble, she just a bounce it. Hey, yeah. Bubble, she just a bounce it. Hey, yeah. Bubble, she just a bounce it. Oh, you move it so lovely when you're ready for comfy. Hey, yeah. Bubble, she just a bounce it. Hey, yeah. Bubble, she just a bounce it. Hey, yeah. Bubble, she just a bounce it. Bounce it, bounce it, bounce it.
Killing it on the ones and twos. DJ.
Welcome to the OFC Community Updates, bringing you the past, present, and future community news.
Yo, that was a close to a pretty crispy transition there. Jeez, wow.
That was
All right, let's calm down.
That was blessed, but I want to say this. When I put in my affirmations and stuff, we didn't know the whole flow. Like, we kind of just update what we're going to talk about on a Thursday. And came on theme, on brand, without even trying. Like, the top of the line of DJ Bobby Payne's, like, music was right in brand. Like, it's definitely an energy out there. It's definitely an energy out there.
I have to say, I don't even know, like from when the tune dropped, I was like, okay, you would swear we spoke to the man, but no, he just dropped it. Anyways, the energy is real. Give thanks to the spirit. I'm just so grateful for that. Okay. All right, so just jumping into community updates. This is the OFC Community Updates. For those who do not know, OFC is One Full Circle, the Melanated Community Network, where we focus on bridging between the French and English-speaking Melanated community, supporting the melanated community and economically empowering the melanated community. And definitely want to connect with us, ofcnetwork.com. So yesterday, I took part in the International Social Innovation Resident Roundtable hosted by SETSI. So it was an awesome panel. I got to take part representing the OFC. Another person on the panel was Isaac Olawafe. He is the owner of Dream Makers in Toronto and the Dream Legacy Foundation in Ottawa. For those who do not know about Dream, they're the company who they're the fifth largest construction company in Ontario. So as being young Black people, that's huge because Ontario is a big deal. They built a condo across from Yorkdale, which is one of the most expensive places in Canada. They just, they're in the process of opening a center right down the street from the airport. You name it, they've done it. So it was awesome to be on a panel with them. Also Ryan Knight from the African Business Network in Brampton was a part of the panel, and two brothers from Ghana. They were on the panel, but I didn't actually hear them. I think they had some technical issues. And Victor Beausoleil, who is the director of SETSI, he was there. And it was for us as a community to discuss, one, the value of bridging together and coming together as a people, primarily within the French and English speaking, but also internationally. How can we collaborate more with our brothers and sisters who are on the continent, and vice versa, how can they collaborate with us? So it was an awesome panel, and I was glad to be able to take part. Also, guys, it's Black History Month coming up. It's like next week.
I mean, but is it
Black History Month every month?
Good, see, that's what I like. That's what I threw it out there just to hear how you guys are going to respond to it. Because it's, yeah.
Every day of my life is Black History. Sorry.
Talk about it.
Sorry, I'm not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, there's definitely no need to apologize. So, wait, hold on. How come my background music not kicked in?
Oh, okay, there it we is.
Go. Okay, there we go.
So, there you go.
You know how I like to get that. So, I don't want to hear that one. This is it. I have to get hyped because we're talking Black History, but anyways, guys, you know how I get down. I don't really like putting too much emphasis on quote unquote Black History Month just because it's like you guys all just said, we're Black all the time. But you know, definitely get in contact. Like through the OFC, there's tons of different little initiatives that we have going on, but there are things that we have going on year round. One of the things that we recently started was another group, like an interest group, where we're collaborating as we're calling it the Family of Light, where it's been just getting together and discussing spirituality, discussing ancestry and stuff like that. We had our first session last week. That was dope. We have like a real estate group that's been getting together and discussing different investment opportunities. We have a stock group that's getting off where people are discussing investing in different stocks and stuff like that. So these are just things that we're doing all the time as a Black community. You know, there's not to say there's anything, you know, out of the ordinary popping and going down. So this is just us just doing just continuing to keep Blackness alive and keeping us current, so to speak. I'm trying to see if there's anything else. Oh, did you guys hear about this move, people getting off of social media? Like getting off of WhatsApp and stuff like
WhatsApp
that?
WhatsApp and going over to Signal and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are your thoughts on that?
I've been taking people off of Signal, off of WhatsApp for a long time now. When I first came home, I revealed from a guy that was in Barbados, he ended up going viral. He said that he read the agreement for WhatsApp, the policy agreement. And for what he read, he thought that he was able to do certain things on the end, did some heavy time, him and some people that serious? He knew, because the information that was on his WhatsApp, they say it was end-to-end encryption, but it belongs to the feds.
Wow.
So I've been putting on people on Signal for a long time. Like, hey, listen, if you're making moves, you're doing anything, right? Actually, if you're talking about what kind of cereal you ate this morning, go get off of WhatsApp.
Okay, it's like that.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna get off of WhatsApp, which is also owned by Facebook, ours is Instagram, you're gonna have to get off of a lot of things. Like, and we said it last week about people putting all your business on social media, and then you have immigration officers looking for you in Bali. Stop putting all your business out. Like, you know, like, no, stop sending all these messages with your business. Stop talking about it. Like, you're dry snitching on yourself. Just stop.
Yeah, you just said it. And one of the things that we're doing, so for people who are looking for alternatives, like, so within the OFC, communication is a big deal for us. So we have been working on our own platform. So we're doing the first soft run with all our members and people in the community who are interested in going this level. So we invite anybody to register with us at the OFCnetwork.com. It's free, just sign up. And we're basically, as you register as a part of the network, we also give you the details to create the your profile on our new platform, which is basically going to be the OFC link. And we're going to be able to connect on there, share information, promote our businesses, and just connect to build as a melanated community. So that is what it is, what it is going to be. And I think that was it for my updates. I had came across this article, but it was something interesting. Advice to Africans, don't send your children to study in the West. But I don't know why people are still doing that. Anyways, I'm going to share the article. I'm looking at the time. I want everybody to have time to go through the thing, so we won't go into super detail about it, but I will share the article because it was pretty funny. But with that, let me drop my segue music of Black Facts. Sorry,
Gina. My mic's on. Sorry.
So we're going to just jump right in to the Black Canadian woman in history.
Yay. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean that. I did, but I didn't.
This week we are highlighting amongst the three, Amanda Paris. She writes a column every week for CBC Arts that consistently highlights the work of underappreciated Canadian talent and tells stories that everyone in this country should know. It's had such an impact that it's been co-signed by Ava DuVernay on Twitter. So Paris hosts three television shows on CBC, Exhibitionist, From the Vault, and The Filmmakers. The latter, which had won a Canadian Screen Award, all three celebrate pop culture and highlight voices that are often overlooked. She's also the host of CBC's music radio show, Marvin's Room, one of the only spaces you'll hear the best R&B in this country. You know, that's facts, you know, it's just facts on that. A lot of our music that we hear, we don't hear that much. And even from a Canadian content standpoint, I think we could do better. So shout out to her for highlighting Canadian talent, Amanda Paris. We are also highlighting Rosemary Brown. So Rosemary Brown ran for the leadership of a federal NDP with the slogan, "Brown is beautiful," because I'm gonna say it again, brown is beautiful. So around the same time, Brown said this: "To be Black and female in a society which is both racist and sexist is to be in a unique position of having nowhere to go but up." Decades later, Brown's quote is still painfully relevant. In a racist and sexist society, Brown became the first Black woman elected to a Canadian legislature. Blah. Wow. It's early today.
It's more than
the first, right? And the first woman to run for leadership of a federal political party. She spent 14 years as an MLA for the NDP in British Columbia, working to remove sexism in school curriculum. Very important, because you know what they teach our children. Rosemary Brown was a stout feminist who fought for intersectionality before it became a buzzword. After she retired from politics in 1988, she taught women's studies at Simon Fraser University, educating the next generation of Black feminists until her death in 2003. She worked vigorously for the rights of women, specifically Black women, in this country and around the world. So really, shout out to Rosemary Brown on that. And I want to say,
I want to say that, and I know that was kind of ghetto, but I'm putting that out there for the women out there. Let me tell you something: Black women are all that am.
Tell you,
and just know, feminism is not a bad word. Okay, I know that people like to think that it just means that you're butch and don't like men. That is not what it means. That is a false narrative. Feminism is very important in our time, in a time where, you know, women are still building up to be equal, and Black women already, that Black people are trying to be equal when the woman is already not as equal as the man. We're just even, we're digging from there. So
we got a little problem with the word feminism. And I think that we need to address this as Black women, what we sign it onto. I think Black feminism might be a thing right now, but the how it was introduced to us to take us away from our Black men, break down our family dynamics. And this was all planned by white folks to get us involved in this. See, because they were doing it, but they're like, you know who we need? We need them.
Yes, for sure. The movement started where the white woman said, well, for us to have a vote, like for us to push us forward, we need the Black woman. As soon as they got it, they were just like, Black who? Black what? It wasn't even an option. So yes, I completely agree with that, Kat. Like, sure. Black feminism is a thing of itself. Absolutely.
I think and as a people, we should just be mindful of the fact that everything they fed to us was completely ass backwards. So if the fact that they put the Black woman as the bottom of the totem pole is actually because she's the top, the head of everything, and literally like the white man would probably be the lowest on the totem pole if you have to really put it on a scale. No distance.
We know why that is.
Facts. I'm just talking facts. Like I know without a queen, you like there's nothing. You need like women run the world. Like I'm telling you right now. And as soon as we get back to that, we'll be in a better place. But sorry, continue. I digress.
You ain't I'm agreeing with you. Amen. You ain't gonna get any
with all of you, right? Amen. Hey.
And Jennifer Hodge da Silva, the Ontario Human Rights Commission released a report in 2018 that proved something many Black people in this country already know. Black people are more likely than white people to be injured or killed by the Toronto police officer. Don't get me started with my relationship with police. That's not what we're doing right now, Gina.
Back to Jennifer. Real Durham. Don't even start. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Jennifer Hodge da Silva, this is, I'm bringing it back. Sorry, guys. I went on a tangent there. Mm-hmm. The tensions between the Black community and the police in Toronto is nothing new, but police brutality is still often seen in an American problem, but we do have that problem in Canada too. So in 1983, Jennifer Hodge da Silva shed light on what is definitely a Canadian problem with her documentary, Home Feeling, A Struggle for Community, about the tensions between law enforcement and the predominantly African-Canadian Jane and Finch neighborhood. The film features raw and revealing interviews with police and members of the community. 35 years later, the film is still being taught in schools and universities, and Black people are still suffering at the hands of police. The relevance of Hodge da Silva's work lives on in the stories she comes to tell through her film. Beautiful. So shout out to Jennifer Hodge da Silva.
Very beautiful. Gina, I just wanted to add one more, if you don't mind. This woman, she's not Canadian, but she makes history as a first. Her name is also Jennifer, but the last name is King. Jennifer King makes history as the first Black woman to be a full-time NFL coach. So,
okay.
Isn't that dope? Right? She continues her historic ascension up the coaching ladder by becoming the first full-time African-American woman, coach in the NFL. The Washington football team will make King a full-time offensive assistant after spending this past season as a coaching intern. You guys, she made it to the top after spending the season as an intern. And she's a Black woman. Give her props, everybody.
Yes, Jennifer King.
Yes, mm-hmm. We're gonna post that on our social media pages. That needs to be seen. There's a lot of women who love football. It would be so awesome to see her. You know what I'm saying, for the Washington team there. Yeah, that's what's up. I'm happy for that.
Chapeau.
Big shout out. So looking at time, so Kaya's up next. Like basically, yeah. Go ahead, guys. We could just roll in.
Great. You ready for me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So, there's a couple of things I wanted. I didn't know it was coming this fast. I'm sorry, y'all. So, there's a couple of things that I want to touch on. Now, we talked about the Versus, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, we talked about the Versus. So, after the Versus, I realized there was a little something going on. I know that we all noticed that there was a little shade and tension between Keisha and Ashanti. Mm-hmm. But we were all like, you know, they were stressed. It was the verses. And, you know, turns out that after the verses, Keisha Cole and Ashanti actually unfollowed each other.
But now I didn't watch the verses, by the way. So can you just, for those like myself who missed it, like any highlight, anything crazy happen? Anything crazy go down? Because I didn't see it.
A lot of bad sound, that's for sure.
Ooh. Yeah, but a lot of bad sound, absolutely. Keisha came late, all that kind of stuff.
Well, Ashanti and Keisha were actually both late, mm-hmm. right? But Ashanti was less late. And I just think that because she showed up with the whole COVID thing the first time, I think whatever Keisha did should have just been forgiven. Honestly, right. because she showed up and she was such a good sport the first time. And I feel like she was kind of sabotaged. I honestly feel like something was in the works that from the beginning, and she knew it when Ashanti came and said, you could see the look on her face. And she wanted to be a good sport when Ashanti was saying, well, I have COVID and I'm worried about this, this, and this. It wasn't believable. But I feel like they shaded Keisha Cole heavily because she was late, and I feel like she should have been given a little bit more love. I feel like a lot of people in the comment section were paid because it looked so crazy the way that they were dogging Keisha, and I didn't like it one bit. But what got me was towards the end when OT the Genesis joined Keisha on the stage, killed me.
Listen, you know, I'm sorry, guys. Keisha was with, like, some people said Ashanti won it. I didn't watch the battle, but I didn't need to because Keisha has bangers on bangers. Like she just has so many bangers. Ashanti has hooks and choruses, sure. But Keisha over Ashanti, sorry. Don't hate me.
Cannot seem to respect Ashanti because I associate her with Ja Rule all the time. And I can't go past that. I don't know if there's a past that. Like, I just, like, where's Ja? I don't care what Ja is. And I don't care where, I don't know. I'm sorry. I feel bad for her, but I can't seem to get past that. So that's where I stand. I know. And Keisha Cole.
A lot of people feel like that also. And because Ashanti didn't have any real solo music, she had like 3 solo songs and everything else was duet. So
exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
They were all features.
It's a no for me, Ashanti. Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a no for me too. Cause just because no we're just going off of vocal ability, Keisha Cole is a killer.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. Again, yeah. But vocability lyrically, because she writes her music and just from her bangers. So yeah.
Ashanti writes her music also. She writes her music.
Yeah.
She's actually written for a lot of people and she's very accredited. She's an accredited writer and we can't take that from her, but Versus wasn't about who wrote the most. It was about who sang the best and had the most hits. So Keisha Cole is that girl, and I feel like they just shaded her just because she has that hard exterior. They felt like, you know what, we're gonna serve her today, we're gonna take this as an opportunity to serve her, and that's what I feel like happened. But on the other note, you know that there was some beef with her and OT the Genesis about him remaking one of her songs.
Okay, I was gonna ask, what was that about? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that he ended up coming on was like, oh, word, y'all made up. And it was like just the support that we were looking for. This is the type of camaraderie that we need in the music industry. Like, regardless to whatever, you know, we can come back from anything. And I just wanted to applaud them for that, just for like sticking together for that. But yeah, after the verses, the girls had a little falling out and we was trying to.
Wow.
So. I'm going to keep tuned and keep my ear to the streets and see what happens next week. But I want to move on to a little topic, and I'm going to say little because it's really small, because at this point, you know, cancel culture epidemic that we have going on, you know, we're trying to slow that down a little bit, but sometimes I feel like the cancel is needed. So Dani Lee goes on to make a song. She's actually the baby's girlfriend. She goes on to make a song called Yellow Bone. And in this song, she says to the effect of, he only wants a yellow bone, or he's in love with a yellow bone. And the industry is going crazy right now because someone went and found a bunch of old pictures of Danny Lee as a child. Now, we know that yellow bone is typically used for to describe light skin, very light skin women that are of African American heritage.
Right.
Well, come to find out, Danny Lee is like, she says she's Dominican, part Dominican or something, but they look white to me. So now there's a lot of controversy in the industry right now, and they're talking about canceling Danny Lee. We having a problem right now, y'all, because it seems like the people are not getting it through their head on who hip hop and what that music means and what we represent when it comes to that music. You can't just step in from another culture without the right backative and do certain things and think that no one is going to check you. So Danny Lee, next time you want to be a little bit more careful about how you're handling the business, babe, because they are on you. They're on you. They're watching you, and you keep doing little stuff. It is, you know, it's not appreciated. So you're going to have a hard time until you get it right, babe.
I have a question for you since you spoke about that. And I do know a little bit about the story. Did you listen to the song?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
It was whack.
It was very whack. And the thing is, it's not because of like, the topic sucks, but the song sucks. Like,
the song
it's
sucks.
So bad. Like, you guys, let's not plug it on the Empower Hour page because we don't want to enforce that. But it's so bad. Like, even I'm like, song. What is this? It's really bad. It's really bad.
Say less. Say less. Say less. Yeah, thank you for that, Kaya.
So yeah, just wanted to give my little tidbit about the industry this week. Know what time it is, y'all. Yeah, and Black is back. Black is back.
Black is back, and so is Coffee Conversation. So I just want to let you guys know that I'm my parents' favorite child, actually golden child. Are you guys your parents' golden child?
For sure.
No, I'm not.
I am.
You're
no,
not?
I am, for sure.
All right, y'all, everybody can still answer and sip up, you know, because we are wrapping up the show very soon. So I'm going to give you guys a few signs that you are your parents' golden child. The first one is you are your parents' priority at all times.
Define priority, though.
I know, please, just so I know what that
means. You know, my parents are kind of independent.
Yeah, if the power goes out in Montreal, they call you, hey, is your power out? That's what I mean.
My dad doesn't call anyone, so
yeah. I was gonna say my parents too, not really. I'm like all that, but
they don't do
that.
Yeah.
They may not be calling you guys.
No. I'm telling you. Because high key, whenever my dad calls me or anybody else, be like, "Yo, dad, call me," and it's like, "Why? What's going on? What happened?" Okay, like please. For us, for him to call us, it's like there's a problem, and then it's just like, "Oh no, he just wants to know what channel such and such was playing." It's like,
yeah,
"Oh okay."
Yeah, that's West Indian parents for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Next one is your screw ups go unnoticed.
I don't screw up, so you know.
Okay, Kaya. I'm gonna just move right to you, darling, Kaya.
Well, I'm going to say this. I can't say that I'm my parents' favorite, but I can say that I am their thorn in their cap. So when I get in trouble, yeah, they down with it. My parents is with the shits. They like, oh my God, let's go and help our daughter. These people are victimizing her.
I love it. And King
my mom and dad get there. I'm like, mom and dad, it's not them. It's me. They're like, what? Like, what you want us to say? What do you want us to say?
I love it.
Farrell? Yeah, well, I don't even know. I want to plead the fifth on that. Can we go to the next one?
We totally
legit was going to say that. Plead
we
a
totally
fifth.
We can. We're gonna move right along. Drink up next to your parents. Like sometimes when you go visit them, you know, they'll slip you a little $50 or $20, but you realize they don't do that for your siblings.
Yo, hands down, that's me. What? Yo, the times my dad gave me hugs, and next thing you know, there was money in my pocket, and then everyone's I was like, "How come?" I was like, "Yo, Jesus, I am who I am. That's it.
That's it.
That's King it."
King Farrell, how's it work for you guys?
Okay, I'm not getting those, so maybe it's not me still.
Kaya.
I think my parents do that for all of us equally. My parents give all of us money.
Okay, perfect.
And there's 16 of us, so we ain't, none of us ain't special. Oh,
shoot.
We ain't special.
I was gonna say everybody gets no money. I thought you were gonna say that kind of love, but okay, go ahead. Next.
Next one, folks. No,
if you need it, if you need it, but my I get the, oh, here, just hold this.
I get that.
But anyone who needs it will get money for sure.
Exactly. But they're not slipping it for no reason to everybody. That's what I'm saying.
But I have a theory behind it. I don't need to share it with the people, but like, you know, I have a theory behind it, but it's okay.
It's okay. All right, we're gonna drink up to the next one. If it's for you, nothing is ever your fault.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like it's my younger brother. My younger brother's the favorite today.
No, I fall in that category too.
This category too. Kaya?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I just say I'm guilty. They already know what's up.
Okay.
They know what's up. It's me. When it's not me, like, who spilled the juice? I'm at my house. They're like, somebody spilled juice. I'm like, it's me.
It's me, guys. Exactly.
Right, Kaya.
I love it. Number six is your siblings and their achievements are ignored.
No.
Yeah, I don't think my parents do that either.
No, that's crazy.
Mm-mm. No,
and we're 10 too.
All my achievements are acknowledged. So are those are my siblings as well. No, I think that's general. I think across the board.
Okay, the last one is you believe you deserve to be handed everything.
No, that's crazy.
No.
That, what does that have to do about being the favorite? Oh, you mean that just sounds like you're a brat.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But that was on the list. I don't believe that either. I was like, what?
No. It's not like a brat. I deserve
it. But you know what wasn't on your list that I get is that whenever we need something, like, so my dad's not big on takeout and stuff like that, but if we ever wanted some takeout, piece of Chinese food, he'd be like, go ask Gina to ask dad, because if you ask, he'll say yes. And like, this is from siblings and like from his girlfriend and stuff. It was like, Can you ask dad to get Chinese food? If you ask, he'll say yes. Yeah. So I was definitely that kid, though. I was definitely that kid.
That's a good one. I should have added that to the list, but that is true. That does happen to me also. So drink up, everybody, if that's for you. But that was this week's Coffee Conversations.
Yeah. So before, like, I want to play a quick little excerpt of a track. Hold on. Let me run it right now real fast. I got to big up our queen, Naya Ali. This track is Air Ali. Yeah.
Go, I'm gonna take flight. Yo, meaning of my feelings, I go, I'm tryna hold tight. Lately I've been feeling so low, but I'ma be right. And the more feelings evolve, I'm gonna take flight.
Guys, we have Naya Ali that's going to be joining us next week. Now, when I said us, that's not really what's happening, right? Right, ladies?
Right. It's going to be of the Empower Hour happening Thursday, February 4th. And we're going to have some powerful female conversations. And we're just going to have a great time, including Miss Naya Ali, correct?
Whoa.
All right. So, folks, this was the Empower Hour for this Thursday, January 28th, Kings and Queens. Thank you so much for listening. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., available live on Instagram and Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and our amazing team. People, I am Miss Trish. Stay blessed, Black, and highly favored.
Dancing feet to the rescue. Ce message s'adresse à l'ensemble de la nation québécoise. Nous devons agir avec force pour freiner la pandémie. Seuls les services essentiels demeurent offerts. Les rassemblements sont interdits. Il est défendu de quitter son domicile entre 20h et 5h le matin. Respectons le confinement et le couvre-feu pour éviter d'être infectés par le virus de la COVID-19. Pour protéger les travailleurs de la santé, nos proches et nos aînés. Car l'important, c'est la santé. Pour plus d'informations, visitez québec.ca/confinement. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec. Thank you.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.